Pressure is growing on the International Criminal Court to investigate alleged war crimes by the Israel Defence Forces in Gaza after the killing of 15 emergency workers last month. An internal report by the IDF has found the deaths were caused by a series of failings, including an operational misunderstanding and a breach of orders. And the deputy commander of the battalion involved has been dismissed. But despite admitting mistakes, the report did not recommend criminal charges against the soldiers responsible and found no violation of the IDF's code of ethics. Luis Moreno Ocampo is the former chief prosecutor at the International Criminal Court, and he joined me earlier. I asked him what protections medics are offered under international law.
Doctors, journalists, whoever is there should not be targeted as civilians should not be targeted. That's the main idea. Civilians could not be targeted except you can prove they are participating in hostilities. So that's the main idea. And the problem is in Gaza, look like the proportionality principle and the discrimination principle is in doubt, they're respecting, because there are so many, they are using bombs to attack. That's complicated.
Having read this internal report by the IDF, do you believe that protections were refused in this instance?
I cannot make a judgment on that. That's why I'm so pleased the International Criminal Court could intervene. And then we have judges to review the evidence. We have a prosecutor conducting investigation. But the defendant had the right to go there and present the arguments. I think it's better for me to see what happened in court. Right now, the problem is how can you use the court decision to understand what is wrong and how you can use the court decision to stop what's happening in Gaza. For me, the biggest idea is it's not about war crime. It's about stop wars. Look, after 1.5 years, killing 50,000 people, and still Hamas is in power. That is, for me, a disaster. Disaster. How to control Hamas? If you conduct criminal investigation in Hamas, you focus on the money. You focus on stopping the money. If you stop the flow of money to Hamas, they will reconstruct again. They will rebuild again.
The IDF maintains that 6 of the 15 Palestinians killed in this incident were Hamas militants. The report didn't provide further evidence of this, however. But if this was the case, does that make any protections of these aid workers null and void?
Well, that type of problems are the problem for the criminal case, because the proportionality thing is you can target military target, but it's okay to kill some civilians if it's proportionate to the attack and the value of the attack. That's why it's so complicated to make this judgment. You see, that's why I think the case already presented is very clear, and it should be enforced. And because you can kill civilians in a war as a collateral damage, that means we should stop wars. War is incompatible with human life in the 21st century. Mm-hmm. And you know what? If you see the wars, U.S. lost the war in Vietnam, lost the war in Afghanistan. In Iraq, they put the Shia in power, who the enemy for them. And in Syria, they put al-Nusra, al-Qaeda guy, in power. So why war is a good idea? Israel went in 1982 to Lebanon to remove Yasser Arafat's troops from Lebanon. It won. It removed it. But they killed 17,000 people. And most importantly, Hezbollah was created. So something worse than Arafat. So that's why we are not understanding that war is obsolete. It's not just about war crime, it's about war. The biggest crime is making war.
But what about from the perspective of Israel? The attacks occurred on October 7th, and many civilians were killed in Israel in those attacks. Did Israel have the right to defend itself?
Look, this is a crime, it's a genocide. That's the problem with Hamas. Hamas has the intention to destroy the Israelis. So there are very serious risks for Israel, absolutely. But my point is not about protecting Hamas. We have to destroy Hamas through criminal investigations, meaning stopping the financing. Hamas is organized crime. the way to control organized crime is controlling the leaders and, in particular, control the finances. We are not doing that with Hamas. Bombing is just creating more support of Hamas. Hamas is today in power. They are making deals with Hamas. So that is the opposite. We need, Israel needs to stop Hamas. The world needs to stop Hamas, but the method is not war. The method is criminal investigation.
Luis Moreno Ocampo, thank you very much for your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to ABC Radio National.